And I think that that's a cherry tomato. I had some of them last year. I had quite a few of them.
Like, put those in your mouth and bite off.
Yeah. They're fine. Them little cherry tomatoes are fine for making the tomato gravy and things like that. They're good for that.
You know, like, when you were growing up, when it was real cold, what other kind of heating did you have except for
wood? Wood's all you had. You didn't have anything but wood to heat with. You had an old wood heater, usually in the front room or a fireplace. Down there. See, I got a fireplace there. I got it covered up now. See, I put that thing there.
Oh,
there's a fireplace right behind that heater there.
What, did it have, what?
I had a mantle over it. Yeah, I had a mantle on it. And that's where you set your clock or your pictures and things up on that mantle. Yeah, I had one there. I took it all down and put that beaver board, not beaver board, sheetrock. It's right down that, right behind that panel right there. All I got to do is pull that panel off and I'll go right back into the business. I'll have me a fireplace.
What?
Of course, I'd have to build my stressor. Well, I took it out. And then I put this heater in there. See, that gas heater. And that's where the fireplace is on the outside. You can see it on the outside. It's driving down the road, you think of the fireplace there.
What, does it
go on up into
the...
Yeah, goes on up on the outside and stack the, where the smoke goes out. Where Santa Claus could come down.
What are those things that you have inside of the fireplace,
fire dough, yeah.
Did you have those?
Yeah, I had some of those.
I have a fireplace in my room at home, but I didn't know how to do a fire. I didn't know how to, get a nice one where it'll last for a long time.
Well, you want to, you got your fire, have you got your fire dogs there? You got your fire dogs in it? Well, you get your piece of wood and lay across there. At first you start it off with fat lighter wood. Way back, we used to call them lighter knots. You take them old lighter knots, they'll burn all night long. It'll burn like coal. And it'll smoke up things too. It has a black smoke. But them old lighter knots, you start with that, and then you put you some oak wood on top and let that flame go up through that oak and get it hot and get it started burning. It'll burn, that old oak burns slow and makes a good heat. And just lay them across so you have air can go under your wood, see? That's what your dog is for, to hold that wood up off of that floor. And then that air goes under there and goes up through there. And that stack is drawing. It's air going right up that stack and it's drawing. And in other words, if you throw some paper down there on that fire and it burnt, then ashes would go right up that stack. That's a good drawing chimney.
After I have trouble, how do you start it? I take a piece of paper and kind of crumple it up.
Well, now back when we was boys, that's what you did in about this time in the afternoon. If you went down in the field working while you got out there with you at the wood pile, everybody had a wood pile. Mm-hmm. And they had a pile of wood out there and they had a sawhorse out there to lay your wood up in that sawhorse and you take the saw there and you sawed it off in a block. And everybody had kids. In the afternoon, them kids get that kindling in and stack it right down there.
My daddy used to say, all right, get the splinters in for the fireplace.
Well, they always saved. When you went in the woods, when you took your horse and wagon, you went in the woods and hauled the wood up. Them days, they didn't nobody have no fences. You just went out there and everybody's, if I'm on that piece of land back there and you want to drive down in there and get you some wood, well, you just went down and got you some wood and nobody said nothing.